Exposed, Peter Schweitzer explains how Warren built her fortune by aiding big corporations she routinely rails against. By Hannah Blow on January 30, 2020. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, made millions of dollars through her role in rewriting portions of U.S. bankruptcy law and assisting big corporations in navigating the laws she helped write at the expense of the victims of their practices. Government Accountability Institute, GAI, President and Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer revealed during a discussion on his book Profiles in Corruption, Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite on Breitbart News Daily. Warren routinely rails against big corporations on the campaign trail, but she accumulated a large sum of money throughout her years in government service, aiding corporations in getting around the bankruptcy laws that Congress hired her to help rewrite. A lot of people don't realize that Elizabeth Warren in the mid-1990s was paid by us, by taxpayers, and hired by Congress to rewrite portions of bankruptcy law, Schweitzer explained. While she was doing that and after, she started going to large companies that would be affected by this law and said, "Hey, you know you can hire me, an expert. I will help you navigate around and through this law to your own benefit." And that's what she did, Schweitzer told Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe. So Dow Chemical hired her, Armstrong Worldwide, there's a whole host of companies that did. And it's the oldest game in Washington. You know, come to me, powerful company, pay me lots of money, and I will help you interpret and get around a law that I myself actually wrote. He continued, pointing out that she has made millions of dollars with those practices. And so she's made millions of dollars doing that for corporations, and she, by the way, in these cases or in these instances, represents the corporation, he added. She doesn't represent the victims. You know, with Dow Chemical it was women with breast implants. And the problems being caused there. Warren's expertise was used by a company fighting in court to limit its liability and payments to women. One lawyer involved in the case stated, as Schweitzer notes in Profiles in Corruption. She makes a living demonizing corporations, Marlowe noted. Schweitzer added that there is a second level at play, citing Warren's daughter, Amelia Warren Tyagi, who cashed in on corporate clients for her company, Business Talent Group, BTG, while her mother served as the chair of the Troubled Asset Relief Program, TARP, Oversight Committee. She actually raised the money while her mother was the chairman of the TARP Oversight. Her daughter was raising money and hiring advisors that were being bailed out by her mother for her new business, Schweitzer said on Breitbart News Daily. As Profiles in Corruption details in Breitbart News reported, BTG went from a $4 million in revenue, with 200 people in its talent pool in 2009, to over $11 million in revenue and roughly 1,800 in its web over a 3-year span. Watch the full interview below.